This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Eggnog, mistletoe, assertions of most wonderful time of the year, and buy now, pay later. Online shopping financed by plans that let people pay in multi-week installments hit $940 million this past Cyber Monday. That is a record, according to Adobe Analytics. Marketplace's Matt Levin has that.
Buy now, pay later, or BNPL for short, really started getting popular during pandemic lockdowns. But more recently, inflation and higher interest rates on credit cards have kept consumers using the services across pretty much anything you can buy online. Vivek Pandya is with Adobe.
So electronics, apparel, home furniture, but we're also seeing buy now, pay later being used for grocery orders. And that's kind of indicative of consumers having to manage the inflation with food costs.
BNPL users typically buy more stuff than other shoppers, which is why retailers are a fan. Traditional programs don't charge interest, which can be especially luring to low-income consumers. But Consumer Reports' Jennifer Chen says late fees can make those deals pretty expensive. And the BNPL model is evolving.
Increasingly, many buy now, pay later providers are now also offering longer-term interest-bearing loans.
Chen says consumers may not even know what type of BNPL plan they're in until they miss a payment. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.